This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. Outside the White House on the final night of the Republican National Convention, hundreds of demonstrators gathered for a noise demonstration and dance party to drown out President Donald Trump's speech accepting the Republican presidential nomination. But Mr. Trump was not deterred from continuing his first campaign's message of making America great again, not ignoring the obvious crisis. He also said he will rebuild from the coronavirus pandemic.
In a new term as president, we will again build the greatest economy in history, quickly returning to full employment, soaring incomes, and record prosperity. We will defend America against all threats and protect America against all dangers.
This was the final night of the Republican National Convention where Mr. Trump chose the White House South Lawn to accept the party nomination for a second term. Meanwhile, his opponents are not holding back on the criticism of him.
3.5 years in, Kamala Harris says the president still doesn't understand the job.
He thinks it's all about him. Well, it's not.
Saying it's about you and all of us. In her first Trump-focused speech since becoming Joe Biden's running mate, Harris said the president's shown a reckless disregard for the well-being of Americans throughout the virus pandemic. In remarks likely to get his attention, Harris says she backs peaceful protests of police shootings. Biden's accusing the president of rooting for more violence, telling MSNBC the president sees that as a political benefit. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
And again, this was the final night of the Republican National Convention. This is VOA News. Remnants of Hurricane Laura unleashed heavy rain and twisters hundreds of miles inland from a path of death and mangled buildings along the U.S. Gulf Coast. And forecasters said an eastern turn would again make the storm a looming threat, this time to a densely populated Atlantic seaboard. Trees were down and power was out as far as Arkansas, where remnants of the storm were centered as the once fearsome Category 4 hurricane weakened into a depression after dark. Additional damage was possible as tornado warnings were issued after nightfall in the states of Mississippi and Arkansas after one of the strongest hurricanes ever to strike the United States barreled across Louisiana Thursday. Civil unrest continues in parts of the United States where protests continue over police brutality and militia groups are being pitted against the Black Lives Matter movement. In fact, a check of Facebook and Reddit reveals calls for armed vigilantes to travel to Kenosha, Wisconsin after the police shooting of Jacob Blake. AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
The Atlantic Council's Digital Forensic Research Lab says multiple threads on both Facebook and Reddit urged militias and other armed people to head to Kenosha, where two people were shot to death during demonstrations Tuesday night. Kyle Rittenhouse, a white 17-year-old from nearby Antioch, Illinois, is charged in the shootings. A video director for the conservative website The Daily Caller tweeted he interviewed Rittenhouse before the shooting, posting a clip with the armed young man standing in front of a boarded-up building saying, "Our job is to protect this business." Facebook later took down a page called Kenosha Guard. Researchers say before the shootings, that page solicited armed individuals to protect Kenosha neighborhoods. I'm Tim McGuire.
The World Health Organization is emphasizing that countries should actively test people to find coronavirus cases, even if they are mild or don't show symptoms. The advice comes days after the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention switched its guidance to say asymptomatic close contacts of cases don't need to be tested. COVID-19 cases and deaths continue to rise, and approximately 830,000 deaths globally and more than 24.3 million confirmed infections have been reported. The U.S. continues to lead in both deaths and infections, followed by Brazil. Mexico comes in third in deaths, followed by India, while India ranks third in infections, followed by Russia. As COVID-19 shutdowns ripple through the workforce, initial jobless claims in the United States last week totaled above 1 million for the second straight week, painting a gloomy outlook for the recovery of a labor market. In the week ending August 22nd, the number of Americans filing for unemployment benefits decreased by 98,000, but it was still more than 1 million. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.